The Honolulu City Council's Planning, Zoning, and Housing Committee meeting is probably deep into testimony. It's all virtual, of course. They're hearing changes to a proposal for an affordable housing development in Kailua. And this is the final step before a full council vote next week. Opponents to the plan say property owners everywhere have a stake in that decision. I thought you might like to hear the issues from thoughtful voices in a neighborhood undergoing tremendous change.
I was thinking about that. How has it changed? We get painted with the broad brush of being a rich enclave.
Donna Wong and her husband moved to Kailua because it was close to where he grew up in Waimanalo.
We bought it because it was convenient to Waimanalo and was a good place to raise kids. Close to school, good community, and then it got rich around us.
Yeah, how has that changed the life of people like you who were living there before?
Well, first of all, it's escalated the prices of homes because people from all over the world can afford to and want to buy in Kailua. People would have a room over their garage or an extra room, or the kid would go off to college and they'd rent it out to a single person or a married couple. They're part of the community.
Wong says vacation rentals changed that, among a myriad of other changes that have swept once sleepy Kailua town.
People that are making their living in Hawaii have to be able to afford places to live, and they need to be able to build up that equity so that they can afford to retire here, too.
Keith Webster chairs the Housing Task Force for Faith Action, a community group that's been working on affordable housing for 25 years, primarily on policy.
This is exactly the kind of development that we're trying to make possible.
The proposed Kauainui Street affordable housing development consists of 73 apartments in a four-story building at the corner of Kauainui and Oneawa. Kailua two bedrooms now rent for $1,800 to $3,500 a month. In the new development, two bedrooms would run $1,200 to $1,500 less than that.
I do not oppose affordable housing, but I oppose that 201H law.
Tony Pedro lives next door to the proposed development. She and other neighbors are concerned about traffic, parking, character of the neighborhood, and effects on their solar panels.
If this project is approved in a residentially zoned area, it then will set a precedent that it can be done in another residential area, maybe near you. I've mentioned to Ikaika Anderson at least two times, why don't we form an advisory council where we can actually get behind the developer and make it a real community effort where everybody's proud of it.
Hawaii's 201H38 provision was created to encourage affordable housing. The Kauainui project is seeking height and density exceptions to move forward on residentially zoned land. Donna Wong chairs the Neighborhood Board Planning Committee, which completed the updated Ko'olaupoku Sustainable Communities Plan in 2018. This was part of an island-wide visioning effort by the Department of Planning and Permitting.
My committee worked for at least 2 years on the plan.
Wong says they received no instructions to provide for affordable housing.
If you use that as a rationale against the current project, you can use that against every project.
Well, then put that back on DPP, because if they wanted affordable housing, they're the ones that approved and put together and finalized the plan.
Do you think affordable housing is important for Kailua?
I think housing that is affordable is important for Kailua.
Kailua resident and business owner Brian Canavari was part of the Kailua Urban Design Task Force. He opposes the 73-unit development at the edge of a residential neighborhood.
This looks like an apartment building. It acts like an apartment building. It is an apartment building. It is a zoning change.
The 201H statute does provide the opportunity for targeted discussions about affordable housing involving specific parcels.
I have a list of all of the parcels that have come up for sale in the last 5 years. They're all either in the flood zone or too small or extremely expensive.
Makani Maeva lives and works in Kailua. Her company, Ahe Group, an affordable housing developer, bought the parcel on Kauainui Street in April. The parcel is zoned R5 residential. It is adjacent to commercial uses across the street.
So what we're taking is this theory and trying to make it a reality. And that's the problem with affordable housing. Everybody supports it in theory.
In her testimony, Kailua Senator Laura Thielen says she's listened to constituents and decided to support the project. She cited four failed attempts to build affordable housing as factors in her decision. The last affordable project built in Kailua was Kupuna Housing 28 years ago. Kailua City Council member Ikaika Anderson has not been available for comment. He's resigned from the council effective after the full council meeting on September 23rd. The Kauainui Street Apartments vote is scheduled for that day.